From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I love Fonterra. Don't you love Fonterra?
Yeah, Fonterra and results. And look, before we look at some of the detail, Mike, I did want to make the comment that how good is it to be talking effusively about Fonterra?
More.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to cast your mind back sort of too far to recall, you know, poor capital allocation, underperforming offshore investments, balance sheet problems, management issues. So New Zealand biggest business, it's in a different place now. And that, Mike, is cause for celebration, isn't it?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I would give some credence to Miles Hurring for doing all of that.
So just looking at some of the detail, announced yesterday, a strong result, sort of net profit $1.1 billion. Balance sheet is in very good shape. So some of that strategic, those directions that have been taken by the now current management board has effectively contributed to that balance sheet health. Net debt, $2.6 billion. Now, it sounds like an awful lot, but it's a very big company. So the market tends to look at the comparison of the debt to the earnings. And on that metric, I think it's the lowest it's ever been. So balance sheet is in fine fettle. The dividend, they announced final dividend yesterday of 25 cents plus a special dividend of 15 cents, so total for the year, 55 cents. It was 50 last year. At 55 cents, I also think that's the second largest dividend since Fonterra was formed. Look, profit is a little lower than 2023, but overall performance looks good. Guidance for earnings next year, 40 to 60 cents per share, so that's a similar performance to 2024. Forecast farm gate milk payout has been lifted, so further cause for cheer for farmers. It's been lifted by 50 cents, so midpoint of the 25-year financial year forecast is now $9 per kilogram milk solids. The 2024-year payout has now been finalised at $7.83 a kilogram of milk solids. There's sort of an inbuilt conundrum here in that a higher payout, that's good for the supplier, for the farmer, but that's also an input cost for Fonterra itself. So there's that sort of structural tension there in the industry. No updates yesterday on what's happening with the sale of their consumer division. We expect to hear something soon. They are making an announcement on strategy next week. We await that with interest. Sort of Fonterra Mike's now in this sort of good news cycle of announcements. So it's been a significant turnaround. Business looks in better shape. And, you know, you do also make the comment when you look across the business landscape in New Zealand, parts of agri do stand out, don't they, when you compare them to retail or manufacturing construction. So, yeah, positive. We like that.
Good on them. We do indeed. Speaking of retail, KMD, my read of this was things haven't gone well, but they're semi-optimistic. Is that fair?
Yeah, there are green shoots. Well, that's the cliche, isn't it? There are green shoots. So, result yesterday, I did see a broker comment which said the first 8 weeks of the 25 financial year were incrementally less worse. So, if you're looking for a positive, there's a start, isn't it? Look, the result was well signaled to the market. Sales down 11.5%, just over 11%. In terms of new news, the OBOS business, this is the American hiking footwear brand, which I don't think is very well known in New Zealand, but they've taken a $40 million impairment against that business, and that's due to their view on US wholesale market conditions, which is telling. No final dividend. I think the market will be interested in those trading for the first 8 weeks of the financial year. Australia was actually up 2%. Now, New Zealand was down 23%, but I think there's an issue there with comparing it to strong clearance sales at the same time last year. We can, looking through the details, see evidence of less discounting. Now, we do know that retail in New Zealand in general has been trying to reduce inventory, so we're looking for evidence that that's fading. You possibly see that there. But there are some positives, Mike. Sales trends are improving. Their margin has been quite resilient, so that's good. They're managing their operating expenses well, which is good. They really just do need to see a stronger underlying operating environment. And they're also facing some reasonably strong competition from Macpac.
Yeah.
Share price remains in what I would call a subdued state. But, yeah, there are some pockets of light there.
Let's hope so. What are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones is under a little bit of pressure, just about 0.2%, 272 points, 41,934. The S&P 500 is down 10 points, 5,722. And the NASDAQ down 11 points, 18,063. Overnight, small loss for the FTSE 100, 14 points, 8,268. Also a small loss for the Nikkei. It was down 0.19%, 37,870. Shanghai Composite was up 1.16%, so still basking in the glow of the monetary policy stimulus measures. The ASX 200 down 16 points, 8126. The NZX 50, we lost 0.65% yesterday, 12,224. Kiwi dollar came off the boil a little bit. It's now 0.6266. Remember, it was over 63 cents when we spoke yesterday against the US, 0.9182 against the Aussie, 0.5628 euro, 0.4704 pounds, 90.57 Japanese yen. Gold still strong as an ox, $2,662. I think that's another record high. And Brent crude has come off a little bit, $73.23.
We'll take it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.